Since I'm first, I get to say that today should forevermore be called Mussar Monday. It's catchier.
And we should
not happening.
Okay.
Not happening.
Okay. But since it is Mussar Monday, and it's my first time giving Mussar, and for many of those here in the room, perhaps it was our first time doing Mussar in this yeshiva, so I just want to share a very brief idea as introduction from Rav Ebner that I'll tie in. Now, what is Mussar? Why do I need Mussar? Who gives Mussar? Right, Shema Bini Mussar Avicha. Right, listen, my son, to the, words of Mussar. Right, Moshe Kibol Torah Misinai Musra Yoshua. He passed it over, he passed it down. And Rav Ebner always stresses that what real Mussar is something that you hear that kind of becomes part of you, and then by nature, you pass it down to the next generation, because that's who you are. It's something that makes you feel and act and inspires you in a way that becomes you. And your children know you because of that. And it's something that you naturally pass down. So since it's my first Mussar Monday, I want to pass down something that I learned from my grandfather, and hopefully will resonate as much with you as it did with me. So just a quick word about my grandfather. My grandfather was a Holocaust survivor. He passed away when I was 10 or 11. But I have an image in my head of him. And the image is walking up the stairs in his apartment in Elmwood Park, New Jersey. And my grandmother would be sitting on the couch with this black and white TV. And my grandfather, my Zadie, was sitting hunched over this small little round table with a ridiculous amount of light, and his favorite sefer. His favorite sefer was an old copy that we all fought over, it was Chumash with Rashi and the Kliyakar. And every time you would speak to my grandfather in learning, when he finished his day, he would sit down with the Kliyakar, and always the Kliyakar, that would be the vart of the week. The Kliyakar on the Parsha, for him, That was the ultimate dvartar. So there's something he once shared with me on this week's parsha, the parshiot of the end of Sefer Shmot. Now the Kliyakar is, we're in 16th century Prague, and the Kliyakar is poor. Now the reason I know he's poor is because he writes about it a lot. But he doesn't just write about it. He also enacts. There are quite a few takanot, rabbinic enactments, that are signed by the Kliyakar and others that talk about overspending on weddings, that talk about how you use your money, what's considered showing off, how much charity should you give even when you have nothing. Kliyakar was very much, money, poverty was very much on his mind. And in a lot of his commentaries, it comes up. So give me an example. We'll do last week's parsha and next week's parsha. We're in Parsha Truma. We're talking about Trumot, contributions. And the Kliyakar's opening comment is, hey, it's really nice that the rich people can make contributions, Trumot. But what about me? What about all my friends? We got nothing. Are you saying we can't be part of the building of the Mishkan? That we're not as much of a part of its, we can't feel like we ownership over it to the same degree? And then he looks at Parsha Tetzaveh, and he says, wait a second, this whole Parsha is about one person, or one family, this nice, aristocratic, wealthy family that's adorned in gold and jewels. But what about the rest of us that aren't part of that family? What about the rest of us that can't afford the jewels? Where do we fit in Judaism? And the Kliyakar is bothered throughout the Parshiot, this week and next week, about where the average, low socioeconomic person fits in Judaism. And the thesis that the Kliyakar develops over and over and over is that the word truma doesn't mean, it means contribution. Now when I say, I'd like a contribution, and I tell you my name is a rabbi and I work for a yeshiva, I hope you take the hint that when I say I'd like a contribution, that means a check. But when I tell you as students, what's your contribution? I don't just mean money. I mean, well, you know, says the Kliyakar, I'm fairly certain that there's a lot involved in building the Mishkan. More than just money and gold and jewels. Who's doing all the labor? Who's planning things? Who's carrying everything? Who's doing construction? All of these are super important contributions, and no one's getting a paycheck for them. Right? There's only one or two people in charge of the Mishkan. It's no one's job. No, it's everyone's job. Because everyone has a contribution to build the Mishkan. Translated, everyone has a mitzvah to build the Mikdash. But it's not about money. Because contributions aren't just about money. It's about contributing of yourself, your time, your skills, your manpower, your anything and everything. And the Kliyakar, throughout the Parshiyot HaShavua, talks about how important it is that we contribute of ourselves. And there's even one point where he turns and he says, La'aniyei ha'ir, to all the poor people of the city. Why don't you contribute anything to our shul? What, just because you don't have money, you think you don't have to be part of it? You don't have to show up to board meetings? You don't have to help build and do construction? Everyone needs to contribute. And at this point, I shift in my head to my memory of my grandfather. And he turns to me and he says, Morty, what's your contribution to the world going to be? Everyone needs to contribute something. What's yours going to be? I'm 10, 11 at the time. I don't even understand the question. But everyone understands the question. We all have contributions to make. Every community, every micro community, every even virtual community has needs, has people that need help, has something that you can contribute. And a Jew, says the Kliyakar, always asks the question, what can I contribute? Wherever I go, wherever I am, whoever I'm with. Right? I'm not just someone who takes. I'm not just a parasite who uses. I'm not just a consumer. What can I contribute to whatever is going on around me? And that is the question of the Kliyakar to the Parshiyot HaShavua. What, wherever I am, wherever I will be, a Jew asks, not what are my rights, not ma magia li, what should I get, what do you owe me, what can I contribute? And if everywhere we go, at any point, for those who are here, for those who are here who just got here, for those who are here who have been here for a half year or a full year, we always need to ask ourselves, what can my contribution be? And if I've contributed a little, guess what? Contribute something more. I'm not asking anyone in this room for a check until you graduate college and start making money. What can I contribute to the people around me? Have a good day. Yeah.